little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next patient is Lucinda, and Lucinda's got a really irritating cough. So we're going to talk to Lucinda about her chronic cough. And Lucinda's cough has been going on for 3-4 weeks now. So it's a chronic cough.
So strictly speaking, a chronic cough is a cough that lasts for 8 weeks or longer. But I think most of us tend to talk about chronic coughs being coughs that are persisting beyond 3 or 4 weeks. So strictly speaking, we're talking about a persistent cough here, really.
Most coughs will get better within 3 to 4 weeks, mm-hmm. if they're caused by a cold.
Yeah.
But anything beyond that is going to be a chronic cough, and that might include whooping cough. Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Lucinda about her cough at the moment. So, Lucinda, how's your weight been?
Oh, my weight's fine.
What's your phlegm like? Have you got any phlegm?
No, it's not really bringing up any phlegm, the cough.
Okay. There's no blood there at all?
No.
That you've noticed? Okay. And what about your breathing? How's that?
Well, it's just during the coughing fits, my breathing's terrible. You know, obviously, you're just coughing, and you end up so short of breath at the end of it. But in between times, my breathing seems to be normal.
Okay. And how's this all affecting you?
Well, I mean, it's all right. I'm feeling, you know, better than I was at the beginning of this whole episode. But, you know, and I'm working, and that's fine. It's just that, it's a bit irritating having these massive coughing fits all the time. People are like, oh, my goodness, you really need to get to the doctor. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not feeling ill. It's just the coughing fits.
So any pain in your chest at all?
No.
What about fever or sweats or anything like that?
Not really. I think I had a bit of a fever at the beginning of the cough.
And I've got written down in your notes that you don't smoke, you don't have any on the fly or anything like that, no cannabis or anything like that.
No.
Okay. What about asthma or anybody in your family that's had asthma?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. And has anyone else around you had this type of cough at all?
I don't think anybody's had this sort of cough that's gone on as long as this. It just seems really, really severe when it comes on.
Yeah, okay. Have you noticed any heartburn or any nasal symptoms at all?
Not really.
Okay. Well, Lucinda, that's a fairly drastic cough you've got there. You've just given me a demonstration of it off that. I wonder if you might actually have whooping cough.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
What do you know about whooping cough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought there was normally this funny sound with it, though.
Well, in babies, in young children, they can have this typical whoop. Mm-hmm, and the whoop tends to happen after a coughing fit, so they cough, and then take a really deep breath. Well, they can take a deep breath.
Right.
And that doesn't tend to happen in adults, but you still get the coughing fits.
But it's just these fits. Yeah. Maybe it could be then.
Yeah. And quite commonly with these coughing fits, you might even retch at the end of a fit, so that's a worthwhile thing to look out for as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with this type of cough that you're describing, then 50% of the time they're actually caused by whooping cough. So if we do the tests for you, we'll find whooping cough there.
Okay.
So it's caused by a particular type of bacterial infection. If you catch it really early, then theoretically you can stop it from spreading. Mm-hmm. But because you've now had your cough for 3 to 4 weeks, we're probably a bit too late to stop it from affecting anyone else.
Right, so I could have passed it on.
There's every chance that you could have passed it on, but it's a really common thing. Most people don't actually come down with a whooping cough symptoms of it. They may just think that they've got a cold.
Right.
So they're not all affected in the same way. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people have had immunity from their vaccinations, so it affects different people in different ways. Mm-hmm. It's too late to treat you, and you're not infectious anymore. If you'd come to me in the first week, treatment potentially might make a difference in terms of affecting how long your cough goes on for. But there really isn't any particular treatment that's going to make any difference to you whatsoever at this stage. People try things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I had whooping cough 3 or 4 years ago, I eventually tried Adlinctus, and Adlinctus did help me a little bit. It would very temporarily relieve a cough so that I could complete a whole consultation without coughing all over my patients. But on the whole, cough medicines are probably not particularly helpful. There is some evidence that honey linctuses are quite useful with irritating coughs, but on the whole, it's not going to change the duration of the cough. It might give you some temporary soothing benefit, but nothing beyond that. We've majored quite a bit in whooping cough. We're going to mention, we're just going to touch upon the other potential possibilities with this, and then we're going to ask you to read this for yourselves about the other potential causes of cough. So we'll talk a little bit or mention it's worthwhile thinking about asthma, it's worthwhile thinking about postnasal drip. There's some guidance in your notes there. And one, it's also worthwhile thinking about the possibility that this could be related to heartburn. And that's not necessarily acid coming up, because traditionally we've always treated heartburn with antacids and tablets that suppress acid production. But if you're thinking about heartburn being the cause of a cough, then it may be worthwhile thinking about propping up the patient's bed to help them protect against that irritating cough, particularly if they think that heartburn might be important in the cough. There's also mention in the notes about the link between high platelet numbers and the possibility of having cancer, including lung cancer. And I'm also going to mention this just for the sake of completeness, that you'll get people who've been smoking for decades who just don't want to stop smoking. And then when you suggest to them that they've got lung cancer, that they're not going to stop smoking now. But it still is worthwhile exploring whether it's worthwhile, because there's plenty of evidence to suggest that people that stop smoking, even at that time, will have a better quality of life and a better life expectancy, if that's important to them. So it's worthwhile having another go at even at that time. So I'm just going to get you to safety net me now for this cough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Lucinda, it sounds like your cough's quite typical of whooping cough. And at the minute, your chest's actually clear when we examine you. So we probably don't need to do a chest x-ray just now. But like I'd said, there is a 50% chance it's not whooping cough. And so there are things you probably should keep an eye out for. So let me know if you're coughing up blood or losing weight at all or becoming breathless. Are you okay to watch out for those things?
Yeah, so if I'm losing weight or coughing up blood or becoming more breathless, as I said before, I'm not breathless when in between coughing mm-hmm. bouts. Yeah. But yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, if Lucinda was a smoker, you might safety net somewhat differently and you may well be doing an x-ray more urgently. So you'd probably get consent for an x-ray at this point in a smoker.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.